from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hung Lu?
I'm sorry?
My boy Hung Lu?
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara.
Alrighty, we are live from the Hilton Santa Clara, getting ready for Monday Night Football tonight, 49ers versus the Jets, Levi Stadium. It is the opener for the 49ers, and another year where they have Super Bowl aspirations. Can they get it done this year? We'll see, but it all starts tonight against the New York Jets. Guru, this little tidbit before, maybe we'll take a look at what happened yesterday in the NFL, but Adam Schefter on the McAfee show this morning said that in mid-August, the San Francisco 49ers either sent a letter to Brandon Ayuk or gave him a letter that said that he had to practice or he would not play this year. And I guess what we're to infer from that is they had made a decision that if he did not practice, that they were prepared to keep him on the sidelines, at least for the start of the season and maybe longer.
I saw that report and I just kind of, Stoney, thought about, what does that do for today or right now? The fact that, you know what I'm saying, they got it done. It's euphoria about the new season. I don't know. And there was another report floating around there that he almost was traded the day that they got the deal done. But I guess they didn't do that, Stoney. They didn't stand by their word. But there's no bad blood when you get married after an argument. And that's what they are, disagreement. And so that's why I'm being proactive. Like, there's nothing to see here.
Well, I don't know if there is. I don't know if there isn't. I just I know that Ayuk is going to play tonight. We'll see for how long, if he'll be in doing his standard workload, which last year, like I said, was in 82%. Of the plays, but according to Schefter, the 49ers, if they had to, were prepared to let Brandon Ayuk not play essentially all season long. There was also another report by Jay Glazer of Fox Sports and Joe Spadoni back in our home studio. If you could cue that up. This was an interesting report from Jay Glazer. Just some more nuggets about the Brandon Ayuk contract situation. Take a listen.
The day it actually got done, the 49ers were trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was already en route there. And then all of a sudden, Brandon Ayuk happened to show up early to the facility that day. Went downstairs trying to meet with Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan was trying to get in touch with the front office, but they couldn't take his call because they're trying to get the trade done to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Shanahan actually ran all the way upstairs, said, hold this, let's put a hold on these trade talks right now. Pittsburgh, we'll call you right back. They went down and talked to Ayuk for about 2 hours, and they said, look, You have until the end of practice. We're either trading you to Pittsburgh today, or you could take the deal that's been on the table. It's up to you, but you have till the end of practice. He says, this is where I want to be. Brandon Ayuk remains a 49er.
Wow, so it looks like there was a lot going on behind the scenes. If it's
sound like an episode of The Office.
Yeah, I mean,
hold on, stop, put the phone down.
Yeah, we'll it's kind of interesting. Wow. Apparently the 49ers gave Brandon Ayuk a couple of ultimatums. One is that he wasn't going to play unless he practiced, and two was, hey, you need to make a decision. Sign a contract here, we'll trade you to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So is there going to be any residual from that? I'm not sure. It sounded like Brandon Ayuk was over it.
And didn't want to go anywhere, right, Stoney? That's what I got from this whole offseason.
I guess not.
And the Niners didn't want him to go anywhere. It was like when you're disciplining your kid and you really, I tell you what, this is going to be the last time or I'm going to spank you. It was kind of like that. You didn't want to do it. Either party didn't. They didn't want to part ways.
Yeah. Let's go out to Shaka.
Shaka.
Shaka's in Berkeley. What's going on, Shaka? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. How y'all doing? It was exciting to be out here in Santa Clara, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
95.7, man. Best sports station in the world. Hey, man, I know y'all saw the game yesterday. We allowed 2 field goals. I'm not bragging. It's early season. One 0. But the next week against the 49ers is going to be interesting. How do y'all feel about that?
In case you don't know, Shaq, of course, talking about his Minnesota
and
Vikings.
And the Sam Darnold revenge game. But we're
going to
start tonight, Shaq. Then we'll give you the skinny on next week. I get that game's in Minnesota,
how about
right?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you could find one San Francisco 49er player right now thinking about Minnesota.
Well, Shaka's happy, that's all. They took care of the lowly Giants.
They did. The Giants look like the worst team in football.
Man, boy.
Not named but the Panthers.
Panthers too. Yeah, good call. All right, Goo, I know this has been one of your biggest stories of the offseason, and he did your game, the Cowboys-Browns game. What'd you think of Tom Brady?
I got 8 quarters worth because the great Tim Jordan asked me what I thought when I came in. I went back and listened again. Who am I? People could say I'm Tom Brady of the radio. They can't stand me. But the bottom line is, if Tom, you're listening, you weren't bad, you weren't great, but that job, you have to come out of your shell. I need some bam, boom, like Madden, boom, Chris Collinsworth. You got to be a little, even my guy that the Olsen that he replaced, I needed some of that, and I think Tom was kind of just sitting on his hands, Donnie, a little too church for me, churchy. He was very, very quiet, very quiet. I just need more, more of a, I don't want to say character, but give me some volume, Stoney. Give me some passion.
I mean, he's really not that kind of guy.
That's a problem, but you're right.
Well, I thought he was really good, to tell you the truth.
His insight, like I said, he knew what he was talking about, but Stoney, I guess it was the way he was. Devontae Turpin returned one for 60 yards, and all you got was a sound of, oh, like, Tom, give me some, a little. But I just needed some more energy, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, I would have bet $1 million that the day after Tom Brady made his debut, he was going to get ripped.
Okay.
I mean, there was just no doubt about it. He was just gonna. And I don't know, I look at Tom Brady in the same way I kind of look at Bill Belichick, and that is, I feel like everything they say is interesting because it's coming from two of the greatest to ever do it. I mean, I've seen more Bill Belichick stuff in the last 6 months than I've seen during his entire career with the Patriots in terms of him talking about football or talking football with people. And I kind of feel like Brady's the same way. When you hear Brady talk and you know it's Tom Brady, you just, I don't know. I thought he was good. And I think he's somebody who obviously is going to get better. That's a job where you get better the more reps you do. But I thought he was good, and I enjoy listening to him because when I recognize his voice, and it's part of the reason he got paid, but when I recognize it's Brady's voice, then you also acknowledge that what you're hearing is something from the best quarterback that's ever played the game. So
that's interesting.
Even when Brady says something that you think is obvious, I feel like when he says it, it's true because it's coming from Tom Brady.
Yeah, I just think, it's all a preference, right, on what we like. But I just think when you look at the great ones around the league in all sports, Stoney, you get more, again, what I was looking for is some passion. And you're right. Everything he said technical-wise was on point. It was interesting, and that's why I said he wasn't bad. But if you're telling me it's Tom Brady and you know who he is and why he's in the seat, then you're not looking for what I'm looking for, I guess. When I say I need more passion, I need him to be more demonstrative, maybe a little louder. You know, he was kind of real faint. You know, his voice was faint. But you're looking at it like, "Ooh, is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback to ever do it?" I'm not looking for a John Madden.
I'm not looking.
Like Chris Collinsworth, no. I love that. No. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm not looking for that. I'm not. I mean, John Madden was a genius, and he had that part in him, and that's one of the reasons why he was great. I don't think that's who Brady is. I think a guy can be great as long as they're the best at being themselves. I think Brady's going to be fine, and like I said, I just like hearing him talk about football.
Yeah.
Scott is in Monterey. What's going on, Scott? How you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, we finally made it, huh? It's been quite an offseason and stuff, but we're finally here at kickoff here in a few hours. It's definitely exciting. I'm glad we were able to retain most of our roster and compete for another championship. I think the biggest question mark is, you know, with Ayuk, if, you know, he has quite a tough task tonight faced up against Sauce Gardner. So especially not missing all of training camp to be able to get in football shape and be able to go up against one of the best cornerbacks in the league. It's going to be quite a challenge, but I think we have enough weapons that we'll be able to, you know, be able to attack the Jets defense and hopopefully pull off the week one W.
There you go.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah,
appreciate
the call, Scott. One of the top corners in the league, Stoney, and you wonder, you know, if Ayuk were to, you know, be out there in his normal role, would he shadow him or would he shadow Debo? But what have we heard all offseason long from a physical standpoint about Debo Samuel? He's in great shape. He looks explosive. So, you know, this could be a big game for him if Sauce was to spend a lot of his time guarding Ayuk when he's out there or vice versa. But the Niners got weaponry second to none, so I can't wait to see how the Jets and Robert Saleh go about it, because the whole chess game between Shanahan and Robert Saleh, Stoney, that I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, because I mean, you talk about familiarity. He knows what the Niners are trying to do. He was a part of it.
Yeah, that's a good good aspect to check out tonight. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, your season starts tonight at Levi Stadium against the New York Jets.
Yeah.
We are down here at the Hilton Santa Clara. We're doing our show from here 10 to 2, and then Dibs and Willard will pick it up from there 2 kickoff, and they'll be on till 6 o'clock. So if you're down coming to the game, stop by the Hilton Santa Clara. All kinds of festivities out in the parking lot, tailgates, jerseys, paraphernalia, swag. It's all here down at the Hilton Santa Clara. And if you want to jump into the conversation, 888-957-9570. The first question I was kind of throwing out to our listeners is, you know, who's got more questions about him tonight? Of the two quarterbacks, who do you think has more questions, Rodgers or Brock Purdy? We've been having some fun with that. Obviously, Rodgers hasn't played in about 2 years other than one series last year. And Brock Purdy, he's now entering his second season, just his second season as the 49ers starting quarterback. 888-957-9570. Goo, you asked something during the break that I thought was kind of interesting, so much so that I ended up writing it down, and it's this. We were talking about Bosa. And you said, you know, he's got to have a better year. And then you said, when you get paid, what's really at stake? And I think what you meant was Bosa's gotten paid all that money. And now, how is he going to play? And if he has a bad year, what does it really mean? He's under contract.
From the fans is where the venom will come, and I think it's already quietly started with last year, but, you know, he took ownership and admitted, you know, nobody cared, Stoney, but he wasn't that dominant in the playoffs, and, you know, when you get paid, you don't have to return the money. So from that vantage point, he won. Now it's about the consistency. Can you live up to that contract? And I think a lot of people are watching. We got the guys in the morning, guys in the afternoon. Evan, we've all talked about it. We want to see him be a game wrecker. And I think, you know, we had a full off season, no excuses. Stoney, I think there'll be, you know, all year long, two scoreboards for Bosa in regard to can you be what you were to justify that contract?
Yeah, I mean, if I do think, you know, you look at a guy like Bosa,
man,
who's been paid, you know.
Highest paid defensive player in the league.
Exactly. And I'm just trying to compare Bosa with somebody like Brock Purdy. One guy's gotten paid. The other guy's on the verge of getting paid. And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, a year like this year, Bosa's going to get more scrutiny than Purdy. But if and when Purdy gets paid, now all of a sudden, he's going to have to perform at a high level consistently, and that's when I think people start viewing players differently. I don't think there's any doubt that you cannot and will not be able
to. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll look at Brock Purdy the same when he's making $1 million this year and 2 years, and he signs a contract where in a couple years he's going to get paid 50 or 60. I think we look at him differently, and I actually think that's completely fair.
Now, and I agree with you, let me just throw this to you and the listeners. The mental aspect of life and sports, Donnie, you're telling me tonight when Purdy is under center for the first snap of the 2024 season, you don't think in the back of his mind anywhere, he's not thinking about, okay, hey, we're trying to win a Super Bowl, and I am too, and I'm the driving force behind that. But, Stoney, I do wonder the contract status, which is, we can say it, we can put the rat on the table, is dependent on him just living up to what he was last year and the year before. I just wonder if you're reading a blitz or you're on a two-minute drive or you got to make a tight throw, if somehow – that adds pressure. Like, if I were Brock Purdy, I would know, hey, the stakes are different. We're trying to win the game. That's number one. But when it's all said and done, it's like you golfing, Stoney. You know there's something else more in play for you individually. And I wonder how him or other athletes handle that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Well, we can throw that out to 49er fans. And is there any concern among 49er fans that Purdy's got to get this done, quote unquote, in a contract year? Will he kind of feel that sense of urgency because, you know, he knows he's in for a big payday?
He's human.
This is one of those things where I do take the individual into account. And I don't know. There's just something about Brock Purdy where I think it'll affect him less than a lot of other type of players. Why? I don't know. I just feel like when you get drafted in the seventh round and there are no expectations, I think he's just going out there and playing football. He's executing the game plan, and that's kind of who he is. I don't anticipate him making any kind of different decisions because he feels pressure or urgency. It's a long season. Put together another year like last year, and everything's going to fall into place. But maybe 49er fans feel differently at 888-957-9570. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good, guys. Happy Monday Night Football Day.
Are you headed to the Hilton?
I am not. I'm actually hosting a it's okay. I'm holding a 49ers football party at my place. So
nice.
We're going to be doing it over at our place.
Nice.
So what I wanted to talk about was I wanted to say that the X factor tonight is going to
Oh, Mike, we lost you. The X Factor tonight, he's got to call back because that's called the tease. Start over, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah. The X Factor tonight has got to be Juwan Jennings.
How come?
And I say that because all the attention, especially with Ayuk not being there for pretty much the entire preseason, and also with Debo, they're going to be putting all that attention. Sauce is going to be out there. You're playing a high, intense defense. You know, the only other person you can think of maybe being that safety net for Brock is going to be George Kittle. But I think Juwan Jennings is going to have one touchdown tonight, and that's going to make a lot of difference in it. The defense is going to play their part in it, but I think Juwan Jennings is going to be the X factor tonight with the attention on the other receivers.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much. Goofy, see high-scoring game tonight or low? Or middle?
I'm going 24-17, so that'd be 41. What a Stoney computer. How do you...
That's a little bit in the middle, okay. Maybe low side of the middle. Evan, what do you think? Low side of the middle?
24-17.
24-17. Would that be an average score? That's a little low. A little low for Evan. He gave us a thumbs down, but I don't know if he meant low or that the show isn't so good right now. I'm
under.
Not sure.
That would be the under.
Okay, that would be... What is the over-under?
43.5.
43.5.
Oh, so that would be under
43. Yeah. You know what?
24-7.
I was telling my buddy before the game started this weekend, right before the Eagles game, I was like, man, I feel like betting the over on every single game in week one. It just felt like offenses were going to be clicking, and they kind of did in the Eagles-Packers game, but I think it was about half and half. Half the teams went over yesterday, and maybe about half went under. But I'm starting to rethink my theory there. I think it's going to be a little bit low scoring because the 49ers didn't play a lot in the preseason. Rodgers didn't play at all in the preseason. I'm expecting the defenses to be a little bit ahead of the offenses. So I'll go 21 What's the line? 4.5?
Yeah, 4.5.
Because I have a bet on this game in our gambling contest.
Let's go Philly, -2.
What number do I get? Did I get locked into a number already, or is it the number that I see at game time?
I tweeted
wonder?
The graphic. Give me a second. I'll let
3.5, 4.5.
Because like I was going to say
21-17 Niners, but I don't know if that covers my bet from Friday that I made. It might have been 4.5. To make it 21-16.
Because I'm rooting for you to go broke. So
21-16.
You had 4.5.
4.5.
Yeah.
Okay, 21-16 49ers tonight. That's what I got.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I like Juwan Jennings, Stoney. I know he can play. He got a new deal. He kept the season alive, I believe, against the Packers in the playoffs. But what if I told you I'm not mad at the call, but you got a hierarchy here where I want it to be Debo. And if they take away Debo, then I want it to be Ayuk. And if they take away Ayuk, I want it to be McCaffrey or Kittle. I'm not saying it can't be Jennings. It's about the W, but it's got to be one of those guys, not Jennings. But if it happens like that, Niner fans are going to be happy. But going in, you kind of want one of the big boys to be dominant.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Pat. Pat is in Foster City. What's up, Pat? How you doing, man?
Hey, good, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yeah,
I had a hypothetical question for you. Hypothetical for both of you. Let's say that Purdy comes out and his season is kind of a B, you know, a low B. He does good, not as good as last year, not disastrous, but,
right. You
know, a B-level performance, maybe low B, which I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happens. So we come a year forward now, and they have to negotiate contracts. Do you think Purdy would be the guy that would say, you know, you got to pay me $50, $60 million like everybody else, or do you think that he might be open to saying, you know, Brock, can you get by with $35 million a year so that we can sign some other players? He seems like he might be the atypical guy that may say, yeah, you know, I can manage on $35 million a year. I think I can get by, take care of my family okay, have a better team around me. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I'm just kind of wondering.
Yeah, Stoney, it kind of goes to what you said about what you think you know of Brock. What, you break that down a little more. Like, who's going to say, I'm okay with 35 when if I want to be Ayuk-ish, I could get 50 or 55?
I mean, to me, it's going to be obvious and not the specific number, but by the end of the season, I think it's going to be obvious whether he's going to reset the market or whether he does. You don't have to reset the market with him.
But I guess what we're really saying is we're speaking on him and we don't know him like that, but a lot of people are, I guess, trying to convey he's not programmed that way to where money is everything. Like, he'll leave something on the table. And I'll just tell you this.
If we get to Christmas
and he's in the MVP conversation like he was last season, I think he, rightfully so, and his agent are going to try to bring the house down.
Yeah, I don't.
Pay me.
I don't doubt that if he has a great year and they win the Super Bowl, he's going to get paid. But if it's short of that and it's not altogether clear, you know, did he have an A year? Did he have a B year? Did he have a C plus, a B minus? I think that's going to dictate how much he gets paid. 888-957-9570 is the number. Monday Night Football tonight at Levi Stadium. Also, do not forget, don't miss the kickoff show on Monday. That is later today with Willard and Dibs, 2 hours before the start of the game. You can also join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area. It's all presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.